Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us as she is each week here to talk about what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thanks. It's so nice to be here.
All right. And, well, hopefully we can make it nice for some folks to get some new pets here as well. We've got some on the list here and some that are really itching to find a good home.
That's right. We always love to find homes for all of them, but there are certain ones, I have to admit, that just kind of tug at my heartstrings more than others. And I think if people would stop by the shelter and look at them, I mean, they would tug at their heartstrings as well. But we'll start with dogs. If you're in the market for a small dog, which are very, very popular and very manageable in town and smaller homes, we have three small dogs available for adoption right now, actually. First one is Rascal. This is a Maltese poodle mix, about 3 years old, really playful, gets along with everybody, eager to please, and freshly groomed. I mean, this is a dog who is styling. So now is the time to come in and meet Rascal. Then we also have two Chihuahua mixes. One's about 3 years old. The other's about 2 years old. They're both male. Tanner really needs to be in a home with no other animals and no small children. He just wants to devote his love and attention exclusively to one person. But the other Chihuahua mix that we have is very sweet, gets along with everybody, real playful and energetic. So if you've been looking, thinking, you know, I really want a Chihuahua mix dog, now's the time. Come on down to the shelter and meet these two little guys. And then if a puppy is more your style, we have one right now. She is 8 weeks old. Her name is Nyla, and she's brown and black. We're not really sure what her, you know, you never know when they come in. But she's kind of got Doberman coloring, but I don't mean to indicate that she's a Doberman. We just never know. But she is adorable. She's just cute as can be, real young, real sweet, would really fit into somebody's home very, very well.
All right, so some good options there on lots of different levels. And if you do have, as you mentioned there, the need for a Chihuahua, you got one that fits kind of both scenarios. So a good time to get in there and take a look there at those dogs. And you also do have a couple of cats here that are looking for a home here as well.
Yep, these are two out of the three cats that came in together. It was an owner surrender, couldn't keep them anymore for whatever reason, adult cats, and one of them found a home. So we've got these two boys that are hanging out together. We have them housed together in the shelter, which is a real comfort to them, but they're just as sweet and friendly as they can be. Tebow is 3 years old. He's neutered. He's a big guy. He is a fluffy, big, distinctive kind of cat. He loves to lay in your lap. Big cats have big personalities, and this is no exception. And then Mahoney is his buddy. Mahoney's 3 years old, also neutered, and he likes attention, but he's not, you know, he likes it in his own terms. But I would love for these cats to find a home, and I'd love for them to find one, especially together. So if you're looking for two cats to fill a special place in your home, these just might be the ones for you.
Well, and sometimes maybe folks are, you know, looking for that situation and would like more than one pet. And here's two that are already familiar with each other. So they have that, you know, kind of working relationship
that's
already.
Right.
That's going to be all right for you.
And sometimes if you get a pet, you're never sure if they're going to be too lonely if you have to work during the day. Well, here's a built-in companionship for you and for each other.
There you go. Perfect situation there. So hope folks stop down and pay them a visit. If they are going to stop down to the shelter, where do they need to go?
We are at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest corner of town with the wastewater treatment plant.
And the cost for adoption, also we should mention, is very minimal as well.
Super cheap. $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog. And then, of course, you have to do the neutering. But if we're talking about, you know, the cats that we have, they've already been neutered. So $20, you got a practically a matched pair of pets, you know, cats.
So definitely doing it there in a nice economical fashion for you. And if folks have questions, they can always call the shelter, 243-2287. And then they can contact them through some web services as well.
Yep. You can go on petfinder.com and type in Atlantic zip code to see the animals, or go on Facebook to Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right. So some ways to get in touch there with the shelter. And I should mention as well, you got Tebow on there. I mean, there's no more media-friendly name than that. So
this guy needs a home. Doesn't somebody out there want to say, I live with Tebow? I mean, really.
There you go. Maybe that frenzy's kind of died a little bit, but anyway.
Still a good cat. Still a good cat, regardless of your feelings on that subject.
Yeah. All right. Well, lots of great options at the shelter this week. We hope folks stop on down once again, 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much. And when you go in, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.